Still a bit of a slow start to the year for screenings in the area, but the Orpheum Theater is beginning its 2013 film series tomorrow night with a screening of The Big Chill. The 1983 movie holds a special place in the hearts of a lot of baby boomers, as it follows a group of 30-something former college classmates who came of age in the 1960s and hardly seem to be able to believe they're growing up. It stars a ton of familiar faces, including William Hurt, Kevin Kline, Glenn Close, Tom Berenger, and Jeff Goldblum, and nearly starred Kevin Costner as the recently deceased friend whose funeral brings the group together and sets off the events in the movie, though Costner had his scenes cut before the final version was released. It's probably fair to say that both a whole lot and a whole lot of nothing happens throughout The Big Chill, as most of it involves the friends talking about their lives, about getting older, about the mundane and major events that shape many of our lives. The movie was ultimately nominated for Best Picture for 1983 at the Academy Awards, as well as nabbing nominations for Best Original Screenplay and Best Supporting Actress for Glenn Close, and the killer Motown soundtrack has gone more than 6 times platinum since its release. The Big Chill plays tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Orpheum. Otherwise, not much around unless you missed the highly acclaimed documentary Chasing Ice when it played in Wichita a few weeks ago, in which case you've got another chance to see it as it's playing from the 18th through the 24th at the Salina Arts Center. The movie uses time-lapse photography to document the melting of glaciers in Alaska, Montana, and Greenland, and was featured on a recent installment of Talk of the Nation Science Friday. We'll put a link to that Science Friday interview on our website, as well as info about The Big Chill screening and Chasing Ice on the Indie Films page at KMUW.org. For KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.